skies and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all
he's going to be able to do the next hour? All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Friday edition. Thank God it's Friday. And I'm going to get to my guest, Jerome Corsi. A very well-known writer that's been covering the North American Union. But this news bulletin just in, according to Gun Owners of America, gun owners have been stabbed in the back. But Carolyn McCarthy says that's the best Christmas present I could ever receive. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York outsmarted his congressional opposition into agreeing into a so-called compromise bill, H.R. 2640, a bill which now goes to the president's desk. The bill, known as the Veterans Disarmament Act, to its opponents, is being praised by the National Rifle Association and the Brady campaign. The Brady Bunch crowed victory. U.S. Congress strengthens Brady background check system. But Gun Owners of America issued public statements decrying this legislation. This bill makes you a prohibited person on the basis of medical finding of disability so long as a veteran had an opportunity for having some sort of hearing before some lawful authority other than a court. Presumably this lawful authority could even be the psychiatrist himself. And not unlike with an accused murderer, the hearing doesn't have to occur. The lawful authority doesn't have to be unbiased. The veteran is not necessarily entitled to an attorney, much less an attorney financed by the government. The Veterans Disarmament Act creates new avenues for prohibited persons to seek restoration of their gun rights. what that does... is lock in statutorily huge numbers of law-abiding Americans who will now be denied the right to own a firearm. And it graciously allows those newly disarmed Americans to spend tens of thousands of dollars for a long-shot chance to regain the gun rights this very bill takes away from them. And more to the point, when minimal gains are granted by the right hand or taken away by the left hand, that Section 105 provides a process for some Americans diagnosed with so-called mental disabilities to get their rights restored and to stay where they live. But in that, in subsection A2, the bill stipulates that such relief may occur only if the person will not be likely to act in a manner dangerous to public safety, and that the granting of the relief would not be contrary to the public interest. Jerome, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back, and I'll get right to you to get your opinions on that bill, as well as a lot of others.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Good morning again to you. And my guest today is Jerome Corsi, writes for WorldNet Daily. We've run his stories in the Free American. Hi, Jerome. How are you?
I'm very good. It's great to be with you today, Clay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good for an old man they've tried to kill three times. So.
Well, you're still with us. That's what counts.
My theme song is... The Phoenix, a song I wrote about 25 years ago.
Right.
And I kind of identify a lot with it now again. So.
Well, I understand.
I believe we met down in Tularosa, wasn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right.
It was really great seeing you there.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it too.
I've got to tell you, I appreciate the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
You. Matter of fact, I think I've got a story about you written by someone else that'll be in the next issue of the Free American. They say you're about the hardest working guy out there. They're talking about how you were doing radio shows when you were walking to get on the plane.
Yeah. that's right. Tom DeWeese wrote that.
Tom DeWeese, yes.
We were headed out to a meeting, and the guy was on the phone because I was doing telephone interviews over the radio. And this one was scheduled, and I was walking out on the tarmac. We were headed to Tulsa that day, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we were out on the tarmac going to this little plane, and I'm arguing with this guy. It was somebody who was arguing with me on the radio, and we were going back and forth on this thing. And Tom got a kick out of it because, I was sitting in my seat. I was strapped in to get ready to go on, and the flight attendant's coming down saying, "Sir, you got to put your phone off." I said, "Well, I will in a minute, but it's not a break yet." So I got disciplined properly and I had to put my phone off, and I got on the. We took off, but Tom got a kick out of that. He couldn't believe I was, you know, giving interviews, walking on to the tarmac, getting into the airplane.
You, I've got, I don't know if you've been to my website, freeamerican.com.
Yes.
But I've got a picture of the, well, a banner for the North American Union on there.
Okay.
And stop the North American Union,
oh, yeah.
I should say. I'm not exactly a pro North American Union.
Well, neither am I.
And I've got a picture of George Bush on the cover.
Right.
And right next to him, I've got a picture of Ron Paul.
Oh, yes.
And the cover says, this is for the January 2008 issue, it says, impeach this one and elect this one.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now, and I see it. I interviewed Ron Paul yesterday pretty extensively. I'm in Iowa right now. I'm attending a talk radio row that FAIR, the immigration group, is holding. And I had a long interview with Congressman Ron Paul yesterday. And it was a great interview. I mean, we were talking about my new book, The Late Great USA, you know, the book I wrote on the North American Union. Subtitled, That's the Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. And I said to Congressman Paul, did we send you one of these? And he said, no, he didn't think he had one yet. And I said, well, I'll be happy to send one to your office. I knew he didn't want to carry books around. He said, no, that's okay. If you can part with that copy, you can sign it to me. He said, I rarely take anybody's books because people hand them to me, and he said he could never read them all. But he said, this one I'm going to put in my briefcase, and I'll read it on the airplane.
All right.
So I was very pleased about that. I thought that was quite a compliment.
I have to claim just a little bit of credit for Ron Paul's knowledge and everything. He's been a subscriber of mine for about 6 years.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, he told me yesterday he's going to raise $20 million this quarter. And we reported that today in WorldNet Daily. I wrote about that. And, I mean, I think that's remarkable. I'm just thinking, you know, I said to him, well, Congressman Paul, I've just been with Jim Gilchrist. I wrote a book with Jim Gilchrist. He's the founder of the Minuteman Project.
Yes.
And I wrote a book called The Minuteman, The Battle.
Well, he's a member of, I mean, he was a part of the Minuteman Project. I believe Chris Simcox is the founder. But
well, Jim was founder of one particular, the Minuteman Project, and Chris Simcox is the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. I mean, there's two different groups.
Okay.
Jim and I have been going back and forth. I had dinner with him last night, but we had dinner with Congressman Steve King from Iowa here. And Jim endorsed Mike Huckabee. And I've been very, you know, I told Jim I was opposed to that. I mean, Jim and I have fought over that issue. I mean, I'm still friends with Jim Gilchrist. Just because I disagree with him, I'm not going to be, you know, uncivil to him or dislike him. I can disagree with a person. I say I probably disagree with my wife every single day. I've been married to her 17 years. You know, so I can disagree with Jim Gilchrist and still be a good friend and co-author. But I can't see Mike Huckabee as a guy who has any history at all of doing anything except making Arkansas, you know, a free haven for illegal immigrants.
He's certainly done that, and I think he's also on the top 10 list of politicians.
Well, when he put himself in the registry and he was leaving office and he had people giving him all these gifts, I don't think he ever saw a gift he didn't like. I mean, this guy Huckabee is, you know, they call him the huckster in Arkansas, and I can see why.
Frankly, after Clinton, I'd be paranoid about supporting anybody from Arkansas.
Well, I am too. You know, with Ron Paul yesterday interviewing him, I said to the congressman, now, what are you going to do in Iowa? What are your plans? And he said, well, we've got a lot of young people coming into the state, and they're working hard. And if he can get the young vote out, which is so solidly behind him, and, you know, I say, Congressman Paul, you've got of all the supporters, you know, I look at Hillary Clinton supporters, there's no enthusiasm, there's no dedication. Once somebody becomes a Ron Paul supporter, they don't switch. They're dedicated. That's the most dedicated group of supporters that anybody has in the United States.
He's the only politician out there that is telling the American people the truth about the Federal Reserve, about the income tax, about the stop the war. You know, we don't need to be an empire. We don't need to be in 120 countries.
I asked him yesterday, asked him for a comment on the assassination of Bhutto in Pakistan, and I thought he made a lot of sense. He said, you know, look, we just gave $10 billion to Musharraf, who's the prime minister over in Pakistan. He said, what good did it do us? He said, Musharraf doesn't do what we want. Now we've got Bhutto killed. He said, what are we going to do, send troops over there and spend another $10 billion?
Who would have a reason to kill Bhutto? Musharraf.
Mm. Well, exactly. I've been arguing that. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night. And I said, you know, the first place to start looking is who's going to gain by this. And I think Musharraf is crazy enough with that secret police he's got, the ISI, to have pulled off an operation like this and thinking that he really did not want to take off his uniform, did not want to share his prime minister or his presidency with Bhutto. And Ron Paul said, you know, why don't we just get out of there and let them all deal with that mess themselves? And he made the argument.
To me, I think I just said something like that in my last publisher's column.
And he,
you know,
well,
we just don't. If we just this illegal alien problem we got that Bush solved so quickly. You know, I used to think he was a little dumb, but I said, my God, he just solved that illegal alien problem just like that.
Right. Well, you know,
they're not illegal aliens. They're just members of the North American community,
yeah,
like
right.
You and I.
And they're just North Americans. They're not illegal aliens.
I said, you know, if we just send them back to their country, let them clean up their own country, let them kick out the ugly arcs, kick out the tyrants themselves. Let them take care of their own country. We just need to make our country a model for all the other countries.
Well, I don't think Felipe Calderon, who's down there president of Mexico, would be saying, you know, where there's a Mexican, there is Mexico, if Ron Paul were president. Ron Paul would say, no, this isn't Mexico. You want Mexico, go south.
That's right. That's
right.
You know,
say Mexico's down there,
Joan
go
Bion
back.
Joan Bion brings up an interesting point, too. If we do this North American Union, does the Queen of Canada become the Queen of the United States?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you know, the North American Union, George Bush, I was up there in Montebello, Quebec, and at the third, you know, summit meeting of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and George Bush was asked, is this going to, the SPP going to lead to North American Union and NAFTA superhighways? And George Bush didn't answer the question. He went on, he said he ridiculed it. He said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, When these presidents get around to denying things, they're not doing very well. I mean, wasn't it, you know, Bill Clinton who said he didn't have sexual relations with that woman, and he wondered what the meaning of the word is? I'm saying I don't think Ron Paul would have any problem knowing what the word of, you know, what the word is means, or where Mexico begins and ends.
This is being passed off as just a trade agreement. It hasn't passed Congress, has it?
No, they would not. The Security and Prosperity Partnership was never brought to Congress. It's no law. It's no treaty. And George Bush, you know, that itself is unconstitutional. He's making these agreements. He's ignoring Congress. He's acting as if he were the, you know, a dictator. He's saying, I'm the decider. Well, you know, I think he ought to decide to go home to his ranch. I don't think that's the way the Constitution's written.
I've got a film out called The True Face of FEMA. I did the first Homeland Security meeting. I filmed the first Homeland Security meeting. And Colonel John Brinkerhoff is telling law enforcement, lecturing law enforcement up at Sandia Labs, in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people because some of them just won't follow orders. I don't know who those two.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
But the behind that comment I just made about the true face of FEMA, he says, you know, it could be just one case of smallpox or a nuclear attack. And I made the comment if with the executive orders that George Bush has signed, making himself dictator, if there's the proper kind of emergency. If George Bush gets on a plane on the Air Force One to go back to Crawford, Texas, if I was a congressman, I'd be leaving Washington because I think they're planning on setting off a nuclear weapon somewhere. And where else to, if you're creating a dictatorship, and George Bush said, this would be a lot easier if this was a dictatorship and I was a dictator.
Yeah, George Bush shouldn't be making comments like that. It's really completely inappropriate. The Constitution defines the role of the president to be a limited role, three equal branches of government. The Bush administration acts as if the executive branch of government were the supreme branch, the most important, the decider, the one that was in charge of the other two. Well, that's not, you should go read the Federalist Papers. That's not what our founding fathers intended. They are all three equal branches of government.
The founding fathers, I don't believe, intended for this to be the North American Union.
They did not. Clay, every time I go to Arlington and go to the cemetery, and I do that whenever I can in Washington, when I get back there, I reflect that the men and women who are buried there did not fight and die for a North American Union.
They did?
They fought and died for the United States of America, that, with the freedoms that we have defined, and These freedoms are defined to be inalienable. That means not given by the United Nations or North American Union. They're given by God. And they include, you know, the First Amendment, the free speech right, which we're exercising right here. They include the Second Amendment, you know, the right to bear arms. And, you know, this whole movement to step by step restrict free speech and to restrict the right to bear arms, I see is just more progress on this globalism, more United Nations, more North American Union. I mean, you know, I don't have any confidence whatsoever that Mexico or Canada, if we merged with them, would have any support whatsoever for our First or Second Amendment. And those are fundamental.
I've been doing the Free American for over 10 years, Jerome, and I've been demonized as anti-government, armed and dangerous, false patriot. And, you know, with me, it's just real simple. I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, when I was 17 years old, and there wasn't an expiration date on it.
Right, exactly.
And every congressman, every law enforcement officer, and every soldier out there took the same oath. I guess maybe I'm the only one that read it.
Well, and the president, too, took the oath, and, you know, he swore on the Bible to do that. I just don't think that George Bush has any comprehension of what the Constitution is about.
What about his comment? It's just a goddamn piece of paper.
Well, you know, these kinds of things that are attributed to Bush reflect the attitude of a White House that is completely out of control. We've got a need to have the people of the United States, and it is we the people. I mean, let's get down to the fundamentals. The sovereign of the United States of America is not George Bush. It is we the people. And I've argued consistently that, you know, the people of the United States, if this North American Union or Security and Prosperity Partnership were put to a vote, it would be voted out immediately. The same, I think, as NAFTA. I think NAFTA would be thrown out and the World Trade Organization would be thrown out. I mean, this is a formula to lose millions of U.S. jobs in the next two decades that will not be replaced. And the entire agenda here is the multinational corporations, you know, corporations that want to exploit the Mexican labor from south of the border and want to exploit Chinese slaves. Well, we fought a little civil war here, at the end of which we decided it was immoral to use African-American slaves. Why do we all of a sudden think for the price of cheap TVs and sneakers at Walmart and Kmart and all the other marts that it's okay to use Chinese slaves? It isn't right to use any slaves, wherever they are, whatever color or race or nationality. It's wrong, period, and we shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
You know, Ron Paul, when you talk to the politicians, and I've interviewed now, I'm in Iowa. In fact, Clay, I'm going to have to beg your indulgence because I've got to get down to this meeting here today with the candidates. I've got some interviews scheduled before I leave Iowa here by noon. And I'll have to beg your indulgence to allow me to get going at the bottom here of this segment. Because, you know, and I've interviewed politicians left and right. I've interviewed, you know, yesterday I interviewed Fred Thompson. He was here. Alan Keyes was here. I interviewed Alan.
A good man.
Alan is solid. Alan really does believe in the Constitution. And Alan believes in limited government. And, you know, Alan Keyes made a very good point to me yesterday. He said, you know, all these other candidates, except for Ron Paul and him, will tell you whatever you want to hear in order to get elected. And Alan Keyes said, I'm going to tell you, he said, I've been consistent my whole career. He said, I'm going to tell you what I believe, and what he believes in is, you know, the Constitution and limited government. And he said that yesterday, and I put it in WorldNet Daily today. I've got a picture of Ron Paul today in WorldNet Daily when I interviewed him, and I've got a picture of Alan Keyes.
All right, hold on a minute. If you can stay with me, hang about five more minutes. I just got one point.
Okay, I will. Five more minutes is good.
Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
All right. Jerome, I know you need to go, but this whole North American Union thing, Partnership for Prosperity, they're just following the guidelines set down by the Council on Foreign Relations on the North American community. We don't need to protect our borders. We need to expand our borders.
Well, that's right. The whole Council on Foreign Relations idea is that we're going to protect this perimeter around North America while we open the borders with Mexico and Canada. And, you know, that doesn't make any sense at all. We're supposed to have a war on terror. Well, I wrote in this, you know, my new book, this Late Great USA, about the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. Terrorists have come across that border, and there's proof of it. We've got some in federal prison. There was this group that was up in Dearborn, Michigan, that came in from Hezbollah in Lebanon. They were sending money back to Hezbollah in Lebanon. They're in federal prison right now. I mean, what more proof do we need that terrorists are coming across the border? And if this war on terror is supposed to be something other than a joke, and we send $10 billion a year to Musharraf, I'm beginning to wonder if it isn't a joke.
Well, I don't think it's a joke, Jerome.
No, it's a joke the way George Bush is doing it.
I think
it.
A war on terror is basically a war against anyone, anywhere, that isn't going to go along with one world government.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make, is that this is not what it's being represented as. If we were really saying, you know, there are these terrorists out here, these Islamic terrorists, we'd have a secure border. What it is, you know, the George Bush is out to an agenda where he, you know, I think he sometimes thinks he's the president of Mexico. And the idea that we're just going to have no border protection whatsoever, the borders are going to be wide open. You know, if you want to come into the country, just go down to, you know, Mexico and walk across the border. That's an open invitation to criminals, to organized crime, to drug dealers, to terrorists. And, you know, George Bush is not fulfilling his responsibility to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
No, he's not. And we always talk about these Islamic terrorists, but the illegals that have come in from Mexico, and there's a lot more than the OTMs out there other than Mexicans.
Right.
But these illegal aliens are responsible for almost 48,000 American deaths since 9/11.
Well, and look at the
95% of the arrest warrants, the murder warrants in California, in Arizona, and New Mexico are for illegal aliens. Isn't that true?
It's true. And, you know, look at the jails. How many illegal aliens we have in the jails? Look at the drugs that are coming into the United States. I mean, you know, we're told that they take jobs that Americans won't do. Well, that isn't true. What they're taking is jobs at lower wages to undercut Americans who would have honest wages. I mean, you know, we decided here in the 20s and 30s that we would have labor paid honest wages. That was what the labor union movement was all about when Walter Reuther was out there getting his head banged for the United Auto Workers, when you had the fundamental equation that the United States was not going to have a communist revolution because we were going to prove Marx wrong. We're going to say labor is part of the capital formation and it has to be paid for. Now we've got to put that same formula into all of our fair trade agreements. Let's trade with China only if they'll form labor unions. Let's trade with China only if the people in China are paid honest wages. I'm not saying that labor unions didn't have excesses and have problems, but I think we've got to acknowledge that we have a middle class today because the labor unions did in the 20s and 30s fight for the American worker.
If we want to prove Marx wrong, why is it that every plank on the Communist Manifesto is intact in America today?
Well, that's the problem.
I want to mention number 9, corporate farms and regional planning. I mean, does that sound like Archer Daniels Midland and the NAU?
It does. And, you know, the problem is that you've got the corporations running the agenda for the North American Union. You've got this North American Competitiveness Council, which is 30 hand-picked companies.
Hand-picked by Rockefeller.
Now, Clay, I'm going to have to beg your indulgence to get going.
Right, sir. I understand. I know that you got to go. Just let me ask you one last question. How is the North American Union any different from what they accomplished with the Soviet Union when they took over Russia and ended up killing 50 million Russians?
Well, and how about that in the European Union? It's no different at all. And I point out to people, if it can happen in Europe, it can happen here. And that's why I'm writing the late, great USA. It's why I'm writing on WorldNet Daily. I'm trying to make people aware that it's happening right in front of our eyes, and we're the ones, we the people, who need to stop this.
All right. When you get some time, you've got my 800 number, I believe. You know
yes,
where
I
my
do.
Website is. I would like to talk to you about the possibility of you working with me with the Free American, because it's just a lot bigger job than any one man can do.
Well, I appreciate that, and we'll give it a discussion. And I appreciate the work you're doing, and I'm writing on WorldNet Daily almost every day, trying to get this message out. And God bless you and Happy New Year.
All right, sir. You too. Thank you for being with me.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to be getting a different viewpoint here shortly. And if you would like there on the board, you can give him a call, give my next guest a call, and bring him up early. That would be James Hutchins, and we can talk about the Annapolis conference. That was between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And if he doesn't come up right away, folks, my number here is 800. Our number up on the board is 800-313, 9443. I'll take your calls while we're waiting for our guest to get online and come up. And, folks, also, let me tell you, we're Jeff Rince's show the other day, and, people are very interested here. They're calling me, they're talking to me, but we're still running just a little short on our budget here. We've got the next issue. It's already paid for, but we need to deliver it. We need to do a few other things along those lines, like cover the phone bills and stuff. So if you can make a donation today or make a purchase, pick up any of the soap, any of our new fulvic acid line of products, or get some of my videos, the True Face of FEMA, Chemtrails, or America, Dream or Nightmare, or There Ain't No Such Thing as a New World Order.
Wait, I have James Hutchins online.
Okay, great. James Hutchins, welcome to the Free American Hour, sir.
Sir. Hello?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you.
My apologies for my mix-up. I guess we just got our schedules reversed here. But sorry to put you off.
That's all right. It's going to work out fine.
All right. Give me your website again.
Our website is www.tjci. That's an acronym for The Jerusalem Connection International, TJCI.org.
Okay, that's where I got it wrong. I did a .com.
Yeah.
All right. The Jerusalem Connection .org, is this a Jewish group?
No, this is a Christian Zionist group. We're pro-Israel and... By definition, a Christian Zionist is one who supports the modern state of Israel as a partial fulfillment of what God has promised by covenant to the Jewish people by way of a homeland for the Jewish people. And so I say a partial covenant. It's not ultimate. It's not final. But the state of Israel becoming a state in 1948 is the beginning of that. And... we believe that this is a return of the Jewish people to their homeland that we've experienced.
Now, I've got some people that have just kind of would disagree with that.
Uh-huh.
And I've read their article in the last issue. This was by Rabbi Jedaliah Lieberman out of Australia. Uh-huh. And I guess he's a member of True Jews Against Zionism. He says, from its inception, many rabbis warned of the potential dangers of Zionism and openly declared that all Jews loyal to God should stay away from it like one would from fire. And this is the opening paragraph of an article about the role of Zionism in the Holocaust. I'm probably the only magazine out there that somebody called anti-Semitic that ran a cover story on 10,000 Jews marching in New York City protesting the Zionist state of Israel.
Well,
how do you deal with those two different viewpoints?
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Well, the different viewpoints. Some of the rabbis are saying that Zionism is and the Zionist control of Israel is against God, against God's word. Rabbi Lieberman says that we have to be humble and accept the yoke of exile. To violate the oaths would result in your flesh be made prey as the deer and antelope in the forest. And the redemption will be delayed. That's coming from an Orthodox Jew in Australia.
Well, there's always been a minority of Jews, Jewish rabbis, the Haredim, that have taken that position. But that's not the position of the vast majority of Orthodox rabbis or certainly of Christian Zionists. We take the Word of God. We look to the covenants that God has made with His people and see, a partial fulfillment of those covenants.
Well, there's also a number of Christians, I believe they're called identity Christians, that say there were 12 tribes of Israel, and at least 11 of them were Anglos, were Israelis that crossed the Caucasus Mountains and became Caucasians.
Yeah.
How does that fit into your?
Well, that could very well be. I think there's a lot of speculation into that position, but regardless of where they went, they are coming back. God is bringing them back. They're coming back from all over the world. They're coming back from China, even. They're coming back from India. They're coming back from Ethiopia. They're coming back from the Americas, both North and South America. And God is bringing them back, as He said He would. I think Ezekiel 36 is a classic statement of that, where he says where they have profaned my name throughout the nations, I will bring them back. In other words, he brings them back in a profaned state, in a state where many of them do not even acknowledge God. But that's an expression of his grace. He brings them back, and then there is a spiritual renewal. And that ultimate renewal will come when the Messiah comes.
Well, a lot of people seem to think, if they're Christians, the Messiah's already came.
Well, we do believe, as Christians, we do believe the Messiah came. But we believe that he's coming back. And that we believe that the Jewish people will recognize him, recognize Jesus as their Messiah at that time.
Leaving aside the Zionism, which, by the way, in this issue of the magazine, I've done a history of the Rothschilds, the international bankers, and I was kind of amazed to see that they founded Zionism. They backed the Zionist conference in I believe it was Basel, Switzerland.
Wait, have a caller.
Okay, I'll get to him in a second. The Rothschilds moved they founded the Zionist Congress and arranged its first meeting in Munich due to local Jewish opposition. This was rearranged for Basel, Switzerland in 1897.
Exactly.
And
under Theodor Herzl.
Yes, Theodor Herzl. And in 1901, the Jews from the colonies set up in Palestine by Edmund James de Rothschild sent a delegation to him to tell him, if you wish to save the Jewish settlement, first take your hands from it and then for once permit the colonists to have the possibility of correcting themselves for what needs to be corrected. And Rothschild was angry about it, says, I created it. I alone, therefore no men, neither communists nor organizations, had the right to interfere with my plans. So there's
well, I think
the
it's
link
it's
with
a historical
the link
fact
with the,
that the Rothschild
with Israel.
It's a historical fact that the Rothschilds and other wealthy people helped subsidize the return of the Jews to the land. It was an idea of Theodor Herzl in his Judenstaat, the Jewish state. And he recognized the need for this because of the anti-Semitism that was rampant in Europe at that time, especially in France. There were many who were against it at that time. There are many who are against it today, many liberal Jews, many liberal Jewish groups, and even some of the most orthodox, the Haredim, are against it. But I think the bulk of opinion is based upon what God has promised by way of covenant. And these are inviolable covenants. These are covenants that are as valid today as when they were given. That this land with certain boundaries do belong to the seed of Abraham, the descendants of Abraham.
Well, we're descendants of Abraham. The Arabs are descendants of Abraham. And a lot of people think that the Bible in its prophecy mode is talking about the United States also.
Well, that's been the traditional supersessionist position, the replacement theology, that the church is now the new Israel and the church inherits all the promises made to Israel. And that's been the Catholic theology from the first, second century. That's part of mainline Protestant theology today.
The Catholics were certainly part of the founding of the New World Order. I mean, they were sending Spanish troops over here to rip off the Indians. But let's take a call here. Let me. I don't want to get that far back here. We want to talk about this conference in Annapolis that you attended. But let me take a caller first. Go ahead, caller. Who we got?
Hey, Clay, I think you're getting ready to go to break.
Okay, then hang on with me. As soon as we get back from the break, you heard the music before I did. You must be closer to us. we'll take a break here. We'll be right back.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Website, if you want to go check out the Jerusalem USA, and kind of interesting that you've got the American flag and the running through the USA part of Jerusalem here. What's the connection?
Well, it's we are Americans. We're part of the USA, and we're very supportive of Israel. We're not supportive of Israel to the point where we give them a blank check. And a matter of fact,
Wait a minute. Let me just interrupt there for a second. We're giving them $50 billion a year in armaments and foreign aid. One of the wealthiest countries, one of the most well-armed countries, over 200 to 400 nuclear weapons, and we're underwriting them and sending them foreign aid. What's a foreign aid for? Don't you think that's just a little much to be taken from the American taxpayers to be given to a foreign country?
I think it's an investment well made, especially for that region. And I think we're not only have we seen it in the past, but we're seeing it. We'll see it in the future. I think all of the nations around them are client states of Iran. They support Hamas. They support Hezbollah.
Keep in mind that Iran and Iraq are probably mentioned more in the Bible, or as much in the Bible as Israel itself. They were. The people there were all there in the Holy Land together. I mean, Babylon and Iraq is mentioned in the Bible almost as much as Israel is.
Well, there's always a distinction made between those peoples as well. And it was the Babylonians under Nebuchadnezzar that took them into captivity. So, I mean, it's there's always a distinction. The promises of
Did they take the Jews into captivity, or didn't they take the Israelis into captivity, which would mean, the Caucasians, Aryans as well? They were part of the tribes of Israel, weren't they?
Well, the primary focus was on Israel and Judea and Samaria.
The tribe of Judah was only one tribe of the Israelis.
But they took the northern kingdom into captivity as well.
All right, hang on a minute. I got my caller on the line here, and I didn't mean to ignore him. I didn't forget him, so go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me, Clay?
Yes, sir, I can.
Good
morning.
That the determinations made by your group are scriptural?
Yes, I maintain that.
You know, just now you gentlemen mentioned the captivity, and Clay brought up the fact that the second captivity were strictly Judahites and Benjamites that were taken into captivity. And if you look at the first chapter of Daniel, you'll see that they were taught the Babylonian ways by a gentleman that was named Ashpenaz. Mm-hmm. Now, are you familiar with the two separations, the two different types of Jews that exist on the earth, Mr. Hutchins?
Well, I'm familiar with that that theory.
Hang on. What he's talking about are the Ashkenazis and the Sephardic Jews. Let you clarify that after this break here. We'll take a break here, and we'll be right back. We've got a whole other hour, so stay with me.
Since 1980.